We have Daf Nun Gimla Madalev, Nun Dalada Madalev. Pekacho Yo Anshe Yerushalayim. We had Machloikis between Anshe Golil and Anshe Yerushalayim and Anshe Yehuda. Anshe Golil and Anshe Yerushalayim held that even though they could not be misalik, the almone mimzayneser, to that I'll give her the ksube. And Anshe Yehuda held, imrotza yorshim noisna lo ksuboso opoitre noiso from the mizaynes. So now the Gemara says as follows, itma. So the shaila is if the yorshim could be misalik, the almona from the mezaynis through giving her the ksuba. Anshe Yehuda held, you could, and Anshe Golan, Anshe Shlaim held, you can't. It marav oma halacha ka Anshe Yehuda, that you could be misalik. Shmuel oma halacha ka Anshe Golil, that you cannot be misalik. Bovel, in Bovel, the chol parva doho, kol parva doho, Sarashi says, Krochim hasmuchim lo, all the cities that surrounded Bovel, no kerav. So they feel zech like rav, and they were misalik, the almone by giving kodek sube. Nerdo v'chol pavado, in Nerdo and all the cities surrounding Nerdo, no kishmu. Ahi bas mechuze, the haves nesive l'nerdo. There was someone that was born in Mechuze, and she married a nerdo person. Oh, now the shaila was if could it be misalik pezuzi? So they came to Rav Nachman. It can be misalik with the ksuba, and they wanted to give mezaynis. Also, lekame de Rav Nachman. Shoma lekolo, the bas mechuzah. He heard that she was a bas mechuzah, and Rashi says, mechuzah mi parve de bovel. Mechuzah is from bovel. Omalohu, bovel, v'chol parvado, no kerav. He heard she had an accent like Bas Mechuze. So therefore he said that, that's the minig. The minig amokim is that Bovel v'chol pavadon, and Mechuze is one of the cities surrounding Bovel, so we feel zechvirav, so he can be misalik, the chi of mezaynis, by giving her the ksube. Omru lei v'chol l'nardo nesive. She got married to someone from Nerdo. Amalahu ihochi Nerdo v'chol pavado noe kishmur. Now, it seems there's a machlekes, the Ritve, and the Yaivetz, Pshat na Gemore. The Ritve says on our Gemore, the man the nosiv itse miduchte achite, adaita de teidor ime biduchte. That means that she comes from one mokim, he comes from another mokim, and they were married bidas that she should live where he comes from. Hoilchim bo kefi minig mekoimoi shebo lesham. So we go after the minik hamokim shebo, that she's coming there. So from the Ritva it would seem, it doesn't matter where he was born, where she was born. What does matter is where they're going to live. That means, so that's what he says, that he married the man the nosiv itse miduchta chita adaito de teidor imei beduchte. was under the understanding she's going to live with him. That she's coming to this mokim. So for all practical purposes, it could be that the chasene was grad in Bovel, in Mechuze, and it would seem like that from the Ritve. Adaita detayed, she's going to live with him. Where the chasene was, could be the chasene was by her. And could, for all practical purposes, it could be that he died before they even went back. But Al Koponim, the mutual understanding was that she's going to live in Nerdor, so she has the dinim of Nerdor. That's how it would seem from the Ritve. The Yaivet says, it depends where the chasana was. He says, because the shibud aksube is chal b'shas, in the mokim where the chasna was. So memela, so it's totally where the chasna was. So that what it means, l'nerdor nesive, itzicha does not mean she married someone from Nerdor. It means that the chasna was in Nerdor. That's how the Yaivitz learns. Now it seems the Bovel and Nerdor, the boundaries it seems were not too clear. So which Mokim has a din of Nerdor, in which Mokim has a din of Bovel? Atecha de Sagi Kabed Nerdor. It seems in Nerdor they had a different measurement of a kav. Is kol mokim shemoided in tfuah b'midis kav Nerdor, wherever they're moided tfuah with this kav, so that means that is a din of Nerdor. Let us see Taisvis. Ushmul oma haloche ka'anshe golu. That they cannot be misalik with the ksube in order to patter themselves on mezoinus. Perish chamein chananu. במקום שיש מניק, ילכו אחר המניק. ובמקום שאין מניק, יעשה כשמור. דלוכי כבוסי, בדיני, we pass in like שמור. והוד בוי בסומך עד איך נרדו, לאו משום דין הלוכי כשמור, משום דשאר בובל נו כרב. So you have to know to where נרדו extends. והוד דקש מדרמונה, שום אפורש בעזרוס השם. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itma, almone. Rav Omar shomin ma she'oleho. When you give a ksube to almone, so he owes her a ksube. But the clothing that she's wearing that he gave her, so we evaluate how much this clothing is worth. And that goes to pay for, that's a partial payment of a ksuba. That means the clothing is not hers. He gave her clothing, he bought her clothing, that's Kozman, they're married. We'll see as the sugya progresses, Kozman, they're married. It's her clothing. But when they separate, then the clothing belongs to him. And if she's wearing the clothing, so that's already considered as a partial payment of the ksube. Ushmul Omar ain shomin ma she'oleho. And Shmuel says, no, the clothing he bought her, that was given to her, that's hers. That was, so it's not his, it's hers. So memele, so you cannot be shom to include this as a payment of the ksube. Oma Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, V'chilufo B'loket. Now what happens if a person has a socher, a worker, and he also purchased begodim for this worker? Now when it comes the time to pay, so the shaila is, can the clothing that he made for him, could that be considered as a partial payment or no? So the Gemara says, the chilufa belokit. By a lokit, by a socher, they hold fakert. That means like this. Rav holds shomin masha oleho. That means he didn't mean to give it to her for keeps. But by a socher he holds that he did mean to give it to her for keeps. We'll see why this for in a minute. And Shmuel says fakert, ain shomin masha oleho. So Shmuel, we can understand. Shmuel holds that when a person buys something for a wife, it's hers already. Masha'in kein by a socher, so he has no obligations to he gave clothing, faltik, but now that the socher is leaving him, so he's taking the clothing, isn't a hate, but that could be considered part of the payment. The Shita mentions as for him that a libid the Rav amrinin the beisha hainu time of the shaman la Rav the akne la adaita le makeem kamai. That means when he bought her the clothing, that was he was under the impression she'll remain with him. Adaita the meifak le mishka le akne la, but that she should leave him through Almonis, and she should take her with him, that they never gave it to her, that it should remain with her if she leaves him. Avol belokit shehayoyim imei lamocha hoylech loim, vaday legamri aknilei. There's such a svarim, he knew he's going to leave him. So legamri aknilei. And Shmuel holds fakert. Beishen shomin the chosi puka ola vegomar maknilo. He has to support her, so when he bought the clothing, he gave it to her to keep. Avalokit ain't olav lahalbishoy. He doesn't have to be malbish the lokit. Umistome loinosan leksus. That's what the Shita says. The svore of Rav is difficult to understand, but it seems it's Rav holds the. Since he knows by a lokit he's going to leave him, and he bought the clothing, so he meant he should keep it. He was aware that he was going to leave him. Rav Kahane masni v'chein belokit. As Rav Kahane said, that the same, whatever they hold by Isha, they hold by lokit. Monach bo simne, and Rav gave a simin. Yasme va'al malte shlach upoik. A yosem, which means a loket, a socher, and an almonem, shlach, you take off their clothing, upoik, and you send them away. That means Rav holds by both, the clothing belongs to the baal, the clothing belongs to the one who hired the worker, and shlach upoik. The Ritva says it doesn't mean necessarily that you take off the clothing. If they want the clothing, so Al Kaponim, they'll pay money for the clothing. But Al Kaponim, the clothing belongs, according to Rav, to the Baal and to the Odin, the one who hired the worker. Omar Rav Nachman, Aval Gav Disnamba Mas Nisan Kebose Dishmul, Hilchese Kebose Derav, even though the Mishnah is like Shmuel, but we paskan like Rav. This Nam, we learned in the Mishnah, Echad Amagdish Nechosov, a person is Magdish is Nechosim, all is Nechosim. The Echad Hamarich Es Atzmai, or a person whose Marich Es Atzmai says Elki Yolai, and the Gizbo from Hegdish comes, and whatever he has is Meshubit to pay up for the Erech. Is ein loy loy biksus ishtoy, so the gizbo cannot mon miksus ishtoy, v'loy biksus bonov, v'loy bitzeva shetzova lishmon. If he was seveya a beged for them, even though they didn't wear it yet, v'loy besandalim chadoshim shalokach lishmon, or sandalim that he purchased for them, All these things belong to, that means he was Magdish his Nechosim, so his Nechosim are Meshubit. His Nechosim became Hegdish. Or he was Marich as Atzmai, so his Nechosim become Meshubit, but the clothing that his wife has, or that the children have, that's not his. So Mamela, it's not Nichlal in the Hegdish, and it's not Meshubit, when, and for to pay for the, that what he was marich himself. So Memela we see, so that's the Mishnah is like Shmuel, that the clothing belongs to them. So that's why when he was magdish kol nechosev, he wasn't magdish the clothing, because it's not his clothing, it's their clothing. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, v'chimei achar desnan mas nisim kevosei de Shmuel. I don't understand. If we have a Mishnah like Shmuel, my hilchus kevosei de Rav, so why do you say we paskin like Rav? Amalei lechayre kishmuel riyate. If you look at the Mishnah superficially, it looks like Shmuel. But if you'll be me'ayin in the Mishnah, you'll see there's no raya from the Mishnah to Shmuel. Hilchus kevosei derab. My time. Kiyakni lo adaita lemekim kamei. He was maknit to her, calls man, she's with him. So take, he's giving her, it's a matonilis man. Adaita lemishka lemefik leyakni lo. But that it should remain hers when she leaves him, he wasn't makne. So Memele, here it's speaking about no one died. So Memele, so it's taka honechosim, it's honechosim till he dies and then she leaves him and then it becomes, it's as matana lizmana would seem. Let us see Rashi. Shomin mashalok, shemagvin lo bezn ksuboso. Shomin begodeo beproin ksube. So we shats up her begodim. This should be a chelik, a partial payment. Belokit socher, a worker shagor bebeis balabais. Belokal hoi balabais begodim. Kshayitze mimenu, when he leaves him, shomo isom begodim beschore lishmu. Verav omar ain shomin. Vechain belokit, larav shomin, lishmu lain shomin. Umonach bo Rav Simne b'milsei, yasme v'almalte, shlach upoik, havsheit bigdeyem b'tzei. That when you send them away, they take their begodim. Yasme lokit. Desnan b'masnisen dahach derchin, echad amagdish nechosev, echad amarech atzmoy, v'agizbo bo lemashkenoi, he comes to be mamashken al erkoi akotzov b'parshe, Ein leile gizbo loy bixus ishtay. Lishmon begodim shetzova lishem ishtay ulishem bono. Vafa pish loy lovshim adayim, but they belong already to the noshim. Alme begoder shelo kishmu. So the Gemara says, lechayre kishmu riyato. Pisaim merutzes mashmoy samishna. If you look at it quickly, kishmu. But if you be me'ayin in the Mishnah, loy mesayi lishmu, so it's not right to shmu, the kamei kaime, because the Mishnah is speaking about when she's still oimed lefonov, ve'eino yoytza mi beise, she's not leaving her, but daiti dochi maknilo, that's right. Kozman, she's with him, he wants that the clothing should be hers, yishalo, kozman, she tachto. But afterwards, he doesn't want any more that it should be hers. So Bemele, so it seems it's a matonel isman. Zog the Gemara weiter, Kalse devei bar al Yashiv. There was a daughter-in-law, devei bar al Yashiv, the base of bar al Yashiv, avikotovo ksuboso. And she was married, avikotovo ksuboso miyasri. She was Teveya the Ksube. Havikomamti luhu lebedin. So she was bringing the Yisoymem to Bezdin. Omri, so they told her, Zilolon milse de tizli hochi. You know, You're schlepping us to Bezna, but it's very embarrassing. You're not dressed properly, you know. You take us to Bezna, you should be dressed, menschlich, you should be dressed nice. No, she took the hint. Oslo, she went. Livishtinu viskasinu lekule mona. She put on all her clothing, what she had. She put on the whole wardrobe and all her jewelry and everything. She put everything on. Oh, they told her, oh, now you look menschlich, how do they? Also, lekame de rabbina. So let me just tell you pshat. Miri says pshat over here. Let's finish the mice. Also, lekame de rabbina. Omelo hilchase kevosi de rab. Domamone shomin mashalel. We paskin like rab that we shomin mashalel. So memele. So pshat was like this. The Miri says, if shomin mashalel, so what's in the wardrobe, zicha shomin. That means if we say, I feel the clothes she is wearing is not hers, and that goes into the Beroi Neksube, so she has a wardrobe full of clothes and tachshit and everything, zicha with shomin, 100%. But they were afraid that she's going to come to Bezin, they're going to paskin shaman mashallah, so she's going to say, yeah, well, never, this is the only dress I have, and she'll be kaifer, she doesn't have any more, she wants to get a ksube. I expect the meiri, but you swear if you don't have anything else. No, but they don't want to rely on the shvua. They wanted to make sure that Bezin sees all that she has. So, Mamela, they told her, coming to Bezin, you have to look, put on all your clothing that you have, and then you look very bekovedik, and it seems they were successful. So now when she came to Bezin, so Bezin saw everything what she had, so they knew what to deduct from the ksuba already. Hahu da'om aluhu nidunye lebras. There was a Rashi says, Hahu da'om aluhu tzabor shriv mera, nidunye lebras. He was a shrimera, and he said that you should give from my nechosim a nadin to the daughter. So Rashi says, "Ktzuvim hoyu tarshite abonis kach v'kach levushim." That means it was a standard amount of nadin, and he said he was a shrimera, and he said, "Nedunya lebras." She give a nadin. Now the nadin, at the time that he said it, had a market value. And then he died. But so we had a commitment of him, which helps is the Nadin, we give him the Nechosim and Nadin Lebras. So then the market price went down. So these amount of tachshitim and levushim that he was mischayiv himself, so bishas amiros he was worth $400, let's say, and now bishas they want to take the money from the assignment, it's worth $200. So the shaila is, what do you do? Who gains from this? From this change in the price, do you say elzugizaktanadin? That means X amount of labushim and X amount of tachshitim. So that's what you give. Bishata, it would have cost $400, fine. But, labushim and tachshitim. Now the market went down, get it from $200, so the yesayimim will be mavir. Or maybe, in his savor, there means not only these chafetzim, he meant a value of $400. Maybe, she gains. Amaravidi Barovin Purna Liyasmi. So he said the Revach goes to the Yisaimim. Harevach li Yisaimim Lemrinin Nasev lo Demehane Dunye Kiyoima Tzavo. Because he just was Machayev himself the Nadin. So a certain amount of begodim and levushim, some amel, that's all you have to pay, and so I can get it cheaper, so the yusaimim amavia. Ahu da'om alohu abe me yezuzi min chamro lebras. A person said that he should give 400 zuz min chamra from my wine. Lebras. So what does Rashi say? Abo mei zuzi min chamra. Mashma oisa yain ye mishubed lekach. That you could be goive 400 zuz from the yain. Aval hayain atzma leyoma liten lo. Kidomov shol yoy matzavoy. He didn't say you should give her the yain. You should give, that this yain is meshubed for, you should be goyver from this wine, 400 zuz. Iyake chamro. Now wine became more expensive. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Chil Yasmi. They also get the revach. Let us see Taisviz. Abe meyezuzi min chamro lebras. Bim toime beperik is kabel, gabi neik neve yoitze bekoilo habe. Gneve was meyaruge malchus, and it was yoitze bekoilo. They were taking him out to kill him. Ki nofak, when he went out, oma hovu abe meyezuzi le rabbi avine mechamre darpanya. Give 400 zuz, mechamra from the wine, the harpanya. V'komar hosom, the loikone rabavina, rabavina wasn't koine. V'chamra loikoma, he didn't say give the wine, 400, the wine that's worth 400 zuz. The mechamra loikoma, he didn't say the value. That means you should sell the wine and give him the demei hamekach loikoma. Elo mechamra koma. He said mechamra. So mechamra means, so the Gemara says, so he said you should give 400 zuz from wine. So since you can't, if you could make zuzim from wine, memela, so then you could do that. But since you can't make zuzim from wine, he didn't say the mechamra, he said zuzim mechamra. But she gave a 400 zuz from the wine. So since wine doesn't make zuzim, so we don't give anything. So, bein svor lechalik bein mechamra le minchamra. So, why over here do you give? Bishlam dosim na mimasik mechamra le yapi, says, koiche the gemore, that rababadach smelled like that, but the gemore is chaylik on him. We say fakert le yapi, says, koiche, some mail, but we hold fakert that Rabavina was able to derive benefit from the matona of Gneve. Zog the gemore weiter. Kreive der Rabbi Yochanan havelo itas abe, dave kamafsedo mezoini. We heard already before one maise about, some of these are the same kreivim and, anyway, the kreivim of Rabbi Yochanan, their father had a wife, dave kamafsedo mezoini. She used to eat a lot of mezoini. She was a very big eater. Mafsedo mezoini, Rashi says, mar bolechel. Na'osa l'kami de Rabbi Yochanan, so they came to Rabbi Yochanan, they said, no, b'psolcha al tisalim, listen, you have to help us over here. Now, their father was still alive, he was a shchiv merab. But they said, listen, he's gonna die pretty soon, he's on his deathbed now, and she's a big eater, so in no time we'll be out of money. So maybe he can tell us an eitzah what to do. Omalu, so he told them, Izilov Omrele Lavuchen, your father's still alive. So tell your father, Diniyachid lo Ara le Mezoini, that he should be Miyachid for her a karka for Mezoinis, and we'll see, and that karka is Miyuchid for a Mezoin, and that's it, and she doesn't have any more. This karka. Vekacho Yamaisa, and he did that. And then he died. Also, lekame de Resh Lakish. Now, after the father died. Now she came and they told her, well, you know, the father was meyachid. You will see in Rashi to Pshatan, but let's not get into this yet. The father was meyachid. This kark is for your mezoinis, and that's it, and you don't get any more. So she took them to Din Teire, but you don't go to Rabbi Yochanan for Din Teire, because he's a korev, you go to someone else. So they went to Reish Lakish. That's what the Yaivet says. They went to Reish Lakish because, the Paschal. Omar Lahu. So Rabbi Reish Lakish said, he was Meyachid Akarke Le Mezoini. Koshkein Sheribo Lo Mezoinis. Le Mezoini means that this, we'll see in Rashi, that means that if they don't give you enough, so Le Mezoini means for Yisrael Mezoini, she can have this karke. That's pshat in the lotion, that account, you get more. Amru Lei, so they told him, Rabbi Yochanan Layamahoch. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan said, if a father will give me Yachel Le Mezoini, so forget, that's all that she gets. You give her mezainis and she has this kaka also. If you don't listen to me, I'll bang out Rabbi Yochanan from your ears. Don't tell me Rabbi Yochanan. I'm the Rav, I'm the Dayan, and I'm telling you that's the halacha. Fakertis yichud made that she has mezainis plus. Also, the kami to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the kohen came back to Rabbi Yochanan. Listen, you made it worse for us. Amalohu me'aseh shekenegdi cholokalai. Listen, I have a contemporary. He's a rov. He's just as competent as I am, and I'm sorry. Never. Amal Rabbi Abu ledidim mefarshali minei de Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Omar limizainis, riba lo mizainis. Omar bimizainis, kotzat lo mizainis. So, the Maram Shiv says, pshat here in the second lotion, the Maram Shiv says as follows. That in Emerson, Rabbi Yochanan said limizainis. And Reish Lakish chapped the word limizainis. He says, no, limizainis is that means she'll get more. So then Rabbi Yochanan was nachis, he's taki right. That means after Reish Lakish said the shtik teiris, Rabbi Yochanan was taki misboinen. Rabbi Yochanan was taki misboinen, and Reish Lakish is taki right. And there's a difference, he says, limizainis or bimizainis. In the beginning he didn't chap that by limizainis he's making kalya for his kraven. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the niyached lo b'tzavo shchiv mera ube'edim, ulay tekabul oleh. Maybe she'll be mekabul this. You have to try. Ba'filu gabi ksubitnan, ha'koisiv kol nechosov lebonov, v'kosov le'ishto ikar kekolshu, ovdo ksuboso. Now, pshat in this halach is as follows, that he wrote all his nechosim to his sons, and v'kosav l'ishtei karka kolshu, he wrote to her a karka kolshu, kosav l'ishtei. So this is a kovid. That means that he's giving her, she's a shutev together with the bonim. He gave them, he gave her. So we say because of this, of the ksuboso. So, kovid. So she's Michael de Ksube. Because of this, she's Michael de Ksube. She won't be Gaiba de Ksube. Rabbi Yosi Oimer im Kiblo Oleho, if she was Mekabel, that she said Befeirish, that she won't be Gaiba de Ksube, Afal Pi Shaloi Kosavlo, so Philu, he didn't write to her, he just said he's going to give her, Tanakama says Kosavlo, that seems a kois of kov, Kosav lishtekalka koshu. And Rabbi Yosi says, Im kiblo lafa pishlei Kosavlo, even though it wasn't Kosav, it seemed there's more kov than Kosav, than not Kosav. But if she was Mekabel, and this is a chiddush, the Mefoshim explain, because the karka was meshubid for her nechosim, The Mefarshim HaMasech Tespei explained, even though one can be Moichel HaChayiv, if one is a Kenyan Shibud, you have to make a Maisa Kenyan. And the Chiddush is over here, if she was Mekabel, even though there was no Maisa Kenyan, so the Shibud becomes Nifka. So according to the first Lashon of Rashi, so it seems, ulai tekabel ola. So it seems that Rashi is saying as follows. That, din yachel lo bitzavo shchiv mera ube'edim, not with a shtar. Bitzavo shchiv mera ube'edim. So memele, we have to come on to Rabbi Yossi. The Tanikama says she loses the ksubadavke kosavlo. Rabbi Yossi says, afilu loy kosavlo. And here was loy kosavlo of tekabel. So memele, so that was, are you mekabel this, that this should be limzainis? And she said, yes. She's mekabel. But the whole tzar was later. Resh Lakish says limzainis means something else. It means mezainis plus. That's the first lotion of Rashi. Lishnachine. Now Rashi says a second lotion. The havalei kemechalik nechosov alpiv. He was mechalik nechosov alpiv. V'nosan shah hanechosim lebonov, v'havelohum mishabdi, v'in habonois v'ho'isha nizaynis mimishabdi. Now, the second lotion of Rashi, it would seem that Rashi is saying as follows. You don't need her kabbalah. He was mechalik nechosim alpi, he gave b'matone his sons the nechosim. So Memele, so Bechayov, he gave them Nechosim. Same. And Allah is, so, you do not mon Mizaynis, so Isha, Vabonis, Menechosim, Mishubodim. So Memele, so finished. So that's why he did a Merde Gezach over here. He did a Merde Gezach. He became Nechosim, Mishubodim. No, it's shreklach, the second pshat of Rashi, because if he gave them a matone, and there's a din of nechosim mishubodim, so what is Resh Lakish saying, limzaynes, bimzaynes, rabid, nechosim were given over to the bonim, it's nechosim mishubodim, and goyvin limzainis ishim and nechosim mishabodim. So whatever limzainis bimzainis means, but you can't be goyve from the yoshim. It's nechosim mishabodim. So Rashi is very difficult to understand. So the Moltchai and the Taisus HaRashbe, both of them say pshat and Rashi. The Moltchai is on Daf Gimel, the Dafei HaMoltchai, it's the last tickle in our Perik, before Perik HaFopi. So the Moltchai says, that's after the Ran Arif, so it's on Daf Gimel, B'mezoynis, Kotzatz lo mezoynis, Yesh meforshim, right before Afalpi. Sha'omar lo b'mezoynis, when he said b'mezoynis, have k'moyshe kosav v'hashar yinosein k'moy sha'omar v'es v'hashar yinosein lebonim v'einei goyve mezoynis mimshubodim. Now, so what did the Moltchai say? So the Moltchai said, Amar d'kizach. That in Emerson we have a lotion of Rashi which is very unclear. Rashi says, and he says the same lotion. But Rashi says, "Davale kimechalek nechosov alpiv kimechalek." So pshat is like this: if he would have said bimezaynis, I'm saying this karke is for you for mezaynis. So he's giving her a karke for mezaynis. So then he seems to be saying, and what's with the rest of the karkois? So it seems then I derive from that, the rest of the karkois, I'm giving this to you for the mezainis, and it seems the other karkois, the rest of the karkois, I'm giving to my sons. That's if we would say bimezainis. So he's giving karkois, this is for you for your mezainis. If he said limezainis, so limizainis means everything is meshubit for you. But if you feel you're not getting enough mizainis, so from this kalk you take more. That means, so pshat is not he's giving this to her for her mizainis. That means my whole yerush is meshubit to you for mizainis. But if you feel they're being mitzamtzim in the mizainis, you can take from this kalk for the yisran mizainis. So then there was no mechalik nechosa val piv. The whole mechalik nechosa val piv is, if I assume that he gave her this karka, then I say in the other karkois he gave to the sons, then it's mishubodim, and then she can be gaiva from the sons. But if he didn't give her this karka, so then he meant to say that all the karkois are mishubid for the mezainis, and you can take from this karka for adofe. And the Motrei asks on Rashi, the lesser, the behed yom pek yesh noichlam, the amon the goyim and zainis mi mat neshchivre mi kal vachoyma, hashtem yirusha derais in the zainis. So he asks Akasha that Matna Shechivma does not have a din from Mishubodim. That just like Madach Yerusha D'Eiraisa, the din is that an Amon is Goyvel L'Tzoyich Mezayne Yisrael, Zavadi Givis, Matna Shechivma Radarabona. So Melo, so he asks on Rashi, he understood it speaking about Matna Shchima, so if it's Matna Shchima, so I feel you'll make this diyuk, it she could still be goive from the Yoshim. That's the Motchai's Kasha and Rashi. So the Beis Yaakov wants to say that it's speaking about it was a Matna's Bori, he made a Kinyan Chalipin. So it's not, but he says, but it matters. If he gave her this kalka for her mezainis, so he was matna to the yisaimim, the meisel mezainis, which is all other kalkas, that it's theirs. He gave them a matnas bori. That's if he gave her this karka for mezainis. But if he never gave her this karka for mezainis, it means all the karkois are meshubit for her mezainis. Now he gave her this for hadafe, so then he's only giving the yisaimim moisa mezainis. That means whatever will not be needed for mezainis, I'm settling between the yoshim. But whatever is needed for mezainis, I never gave to the Yoshim. So it comes out, whatever she can take, so that was never given to the Yisaimim. So it's not called Nechosa Mishabodim. So it's totally in what limezainis means. It's limezainis or bimezainis. That's how the Beis Yaakov says. Reish Lakish et Koshken Sheriba lo mezainis. Imama kake zu limzainai sayich einze elo im layitnoloch mezainis marvochim. If they won't give you marvoch tike mezainis, b'shefa elo mitzumtzomim tli kake zu lahatof ladofe. De ile shabdo limzainai se reikol nechosov mishubodim lekach. Isolim zainesa means there should be a dofe on your mezainis. Shekenegdi enesh ke'elki v'roi lachloi kolai. B'mezainis, if you would say b'mezainis, b'mechoiv mezainis, yesh lechalai mashme. Shezutei peroin lekach. So then it would seem that it's, this is a peroin. there's a shaila. Tosfos already mentioned it before on Amud Aleph. There's a shaila how we pask him. We had before Machlekes Rav Shmuel. If we pask him like the Bnei Yehuda, the Bnei Golu. Shmuel says that we pask him like the Bnei Yehuda, like the Bnei Golu, and you can't be Misalika. And Rav says, you could be, if you give a diksubis, so you put it from a zainis. So the Rif brings a raya, we pask him like Shmuel. He says, or else, what was the problem over here? Bad problem, she's a big eater. So Mamela, she'll take a lot of mezainis. So if we paskin like Rav, so there's a posha teitz. Why do you have to go to Rav Yochanan? You just go pay her up to Ksube, and you put it to give him mezainis. It's a raya, that's one of the Riv's rayas that we paskin like Shmuel. So the Baal HaMoor says, no raya. The Baal HaMoor says, as follows. First of all, man leimel on the krevi, the Rabbi Yochanan lav me anshi golul have. Maybe they lived in Golul, so in the anshi of the shailas, in Golul zichinimenig was like that, that you couldn't be misalik techiv mezoinis. V'oid shema hoisak subosa merube, maybe she had a very big subit. L'hoyu ayoshem reitzel l'potra miyad. Sovri adahochi vahochi dilma shrivelo. Maybe she might die, hoffentlich. Why should she give a big subit? Maybe she'll die. Beloy shvue. And she didn't swear that the ksubit was not paid up. Upoka ksuboso, and then they wanted to pay the ksube. That means there was big money involved over here. To pay up the ksube, there was a big ksube. Who knows if it's worthwhile to pay up the ksube? She might die pretty soon, and we might patzer from everything. So therefore, they came to Rabbi Yochanan for a better answer. Let us see Tosfos. The niyachid lo ara lemezayne. Af al gav de la'el nischaret Rabbi Yochanan al ma she'isiyon eitzer. Before Rabbi Yochanan had charote, before he said, mibsoch al tisalem, and then he was mischaret al tiyakayche yadayonim. Hoche ein gnai, kiven de bedata toloi im tirtze lekabel. This is, it seems like, the first lotion of Rashi. That means it's up to her. That over there, that they made a refuah sheyesh lo kitzva, so finished. That's called as oichadion. But here, point the first loshen of Rashi. Since it was dependent on her kabbalah, so he held it. He's not doing an avle if she's masking. That's not called kaiuchayadayon. Limizaynis, ribo lo mizaynis. Teime. The beperek hamekabel masik, the loishna oma liksuboso, loishna oma biksuboso, abo meye zuzin de inon moson, gabi hovolo abo meye zuzi lebras. Now let's explain a little the Gemara and Bob Metzia. The Gemara Bob Metzia, it seems as follows. There used to write in the Ksube a larger amount of money, which they had no intentions to pay. They used to write double the amount that means if he wanted to pay 200,000, they wrote 400,000 Ksube. It was more because they write 400,000 and Al Kaponim used to pay $200. Now there was a shaila. Someone said that they should give for my daughter Hovu Biksubosa Arba Meye Zuzi. You should give 400 zuz. Hovu Arba Meye Zuzi. So the Gemara did not know, and then he died. So the Gemara did not know what did he mean. She should be Goiva Arba Meye Zuzi.
So that means in the Ksuba you'll write 800 zuzim, or did it mean you should write 400 zuzim and she'll be gave 200 zuzim? And the Gemara feels that it doesn't matter if he said big subasa, lik subasa. It means moson. It means aleishnam a big subasa abe me zuzidin in moson. It means he only has to give 200. That means al kaponim, the lashon lik subasa is not moisif anything. Seems not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says limzainis, that's maisev. Bimzainis means that's only that. V'yesh loyma, so Taisa says two terutam this kasha. The hoche davke, lefi shehi murzekes bimzainis. She is murzek in the mizainis. So amrine limzainis, riba lo mizainis. Since she's murzek in the mizainis. Before this transaction, and now they made limzainis, so we say that the limzainis is not megareya from her the schus mezainis she had till now. No limzainis ribala mezainis. Avol hosom ein abas murzekis. That's verkehrt. The yoshim are murzek and the nechosim. The shaila is how much does the father want to give? So there we say. So there we say that the Lamed is not Moisef. If they're Muzik in the Nechosim, so we say Fakert, that they don't have to give so much. Inami, Otesh says another terz, Hosom lehavale lameime elahovolo arba meyezuzi. Umidekoma liksu boso, so the whole word is miyuta, the ksuboso is miyuta. Mashmet, so there's got another mashmois over there. The mashmet de im shel bal koma, the levi abba meyezuzi. That means that what he said, he mentioned the ksubim. So it seems it wasn't necessary to say this. So we have a new taich in his words. So he means to say that he's going to give Messiah, and I'm going to give then another Messiah. So altogether it'll be 400. Avol hoche de tzoich laforish lemezaynis. Yes, lachalik. But here he has to say he's the skakas for mezainis. So then there's a difference if he said limezainis or bimezainis. Hadran aloch now. Let us start the next Mishnah. Afal pisha omru psula goive mosai val mone mone. That's the ksube imrotza lahoysef afilu meya mone yosef. If he wants to be Moisef, afilu meyamon is also Moisef. Nis almelo, so what's the chiddush? Afal piim rotsa, bigmore porich pshite. So the gemore asks, so what's the chiddush of the mission? He wants to be mechayev himself more, so. Pashteitzach, what's wrong in that? Nis almelo in his garsha, beim in the eresin, beim in the nesuyin, Goive esakel. That means that the chiddush is that Tosfos yumon min ha'erusin. Abulosa ben Azaria oimer min ha'nesuin goive esakel. The Tosfos yoni goive if there was nesuin min ha'erusin besula goive masayim val mone mone. Shloi kosav lo ella al menas lekainzo. He says the Taisvis was Nischayev only if there'll be a chuppe. So then he was Machayev himself the Taisvis. But if there won't be a chuppe, he wasn't Machayev himself. Rabbi Yudha Imel. Imrotza Kosev Lipsula Shtar Shal Mesayim. If he wants, he can write a Shtar Shal Mesayim. V'Kosevis is Kabaltim Im Chamone. So this is a Mechila Yidek Sivis Shever. She's moichel achelik of the ksube. Mon, ula mone, mone, vikei sebes is kabalti mimcho chamishim zuz. Amei roi mekol apoiches lepsula mimesayim ula mone, mimone, areizu beilas nus. What does Rashi say? Shloi kosem lo teisvis de midatoi ela almenas lekainzo. Vikei sebes. Afalpi shaloi niskabla meicheles. Because she's meichel, because heves belosh and shayva. Zok the Gemara pshite. Pshita, what's the chiddush? If he wants, it could be meise. So the Gemara says, Mahu de teime kitzusa of the rabbonon. Shalei levayish is mishain lo, that is a standard amount that one has to give. Because if one will give more, so there'll be a bushe. This one got a large ksuba, this one got a small ksuba. His kamash malon, they never made a kitzusa. Let us see Taisvis. Afalpi imrotza lo hoisef afilu meya mone moisef. Taima, da achshav nogu shekoisef chosen lekala meya litrim. The chosen writes a Taisvis of meya litrim. Pick a kinya chalipin on this. Afalpi she'ein lo shava pruta, even though it doesn't have a shava pruta, is mechayev himself meya litre. So Taisvis, what is pshat in Taisvis kasha? So we'll see later in Taisvis. Taisvis held kinyan chalipin can only make kinyonim. Can make a shibud, which is also a psa, a kinyan likvais. But a hischaivis on the gavre, a chiyuv, a guf to pay, a shibud, a guf to pay, that kinyan chalipin doesn't work. So memele, and this is called a kinyan dvorim. Like a kinyan dvorim means I'll make a kinyan chalipin, I'm going to do something. If there's no mominess involved, so there's no such kinyan. So Memele, so Taisvis did not understand what is pshat, that you're making a kinyan chalipin with the chosen, that he's going to give Meya litrin, he doesn't have a prut at his name. So it's a kinyan dvorim. So how does it help? That was Taisvis kashin. The bishloi mikshe yeshloi. So Taisvis like this. If my old kasha is if he doesn't have anything. Bishloi mikshe yeshloi if he has, mishabed nechosav lezeh hachoyv. So he's mishabed nechosav, he has kakoyz. So he's machayv himself meyalitri, he's mishabed the karke for meyalitri. Fine. So that kinyach lipen helps. He's making a kinyan shibud on the karke. Vahoyel v'nischayev, afilu nevdu eilu anechosim. Now Taisvis got stuck. So if it works that he was mishabed these nechosim, now what happens if these nechosim get lost? Vekona acherim, and he bought other kakois. Hey mishtabdim. So the other kakois will become mishubit. Even though it can be makne dover shaloi baloilo, mikoma kamodem mishabed dover shaloi baloilo, kiven de ksiv de osi danole mikne, kidemrine bemishe meis. Now, this is very, very schwer. But let's go a little further. Aval oisoi, she'ein loi, Hayech yishtabed nechosov sheyikna achrei kein. Kivin sheloi nischayev lo. Haynu dovo sheloi boloi lo. The file, I'd just like to say over, from Rab Shloime Haim and the Chedusha Rab Shloime, and Simon Yud Beis on Ksubis, he says, Ein emes, the kosher besvore, mashe kosvu atoisvis, the heiched the yeshloi nechosim, after nevdu, vekona acherim, heim ishtabdim midin de ikni. that they become meshubed midin de ikni. That means that the zadin, bar al bikoine, should also become meshubed. The lechere kosher. Kiven de lefi svaras hari, loy nishtabed gufoy, mishum kinyin dvorim. That means he had a problem. He had a problem that a kinyan chalipin cannot create a shibud aguf, because that's called a kinyan dvorim. Rak ta nechosim nishtabdu, but the nechosim become meshubit. Im kein hech nahani ze legabi nechosim acherim. So legabi other nechosim, how should that help? So he was meshabit these nechosim, fine. Now these nechosim got lost, so... The lechayre din de ikni roishayich hakeched an nechosim nishtabdu l'shibud aguf. That means, if he became meshubed already, he became meshubed. So then there's a loche that the nechosim that he'll purchase later, since he's meshubed, he said the ikni that the nechosim I'll purchase later shall also become meshubed. So I feel like the makna dovish lebeloilom is other meshabed dovish lebeloilom. But that is, pshat is that it goes along, since there's a shibud aguf already, so this can become meshubed. But if Taisus holds there's no shibud aguf, the whole shibud is a shibud nechosim. So these nechosim is meshabed. If these nechosim get lost, so how can he maybe, so what's the cheshbon? So now since these nechosim became meshubed, now he purchased other nechosim, so they also become meshubed, other meshabed of shleb loilo. I mean, even though there's no shibud aguf, what is the difference if he had nechosim now, or if he didn't have nechosim now? The nechosim will purchase later as a leibel leilam. So if you hold stam as the other meshabed the dovish leibel leilam, so it's finished. So what's the kasha? Other meshabed dovish leibel leilam. So you hold ain't other meshabed dovish leibel leilam if there's no shibed aguf. So what is the difference? So the vial. This is difficult to understand. Aval oisei she'eloi haich yishtabed nechosov she'yik na'achri kei. Kibin shloi nischayiv lo. Since there's no chiyiv whatsoever, haino dovo shloi baloi lo. V'sho'al ri le'rebi elio. Ri est rabbi elio. What happens all the time to the chasonim ha'meshabed themselves? How does it work? Veheishiv loy, so Rabbi Leo answered in the Metzino ki inyin ze beperik ha-secher ha-sapayala, the sanye masne shaymachinam liyis kishoyl, that a shaymachinam can be mekabel on himself to have the chiyuvim of a shoyl. That means that if they'll be on some of the neighbor, vavei they'll pay. Uporich b'amai b'dvorim u'mishani b'shekonu miyodai. So it says, not b'dvorim, it's speaking about that they made a kinyan chalip. So you see, so poshuti means to say, mashme b'chol inyan, afal pi shein makna loy shum nechosim. He's not makna him any nechosim now. Ela mishamishabed gufoy lezeh hachoyv meyato. He's mishabed himself. That he's mekabel on himself now that he'll have the chiyuvim of a shoyl. Ulsheli yaynechosim chal shibude meyato. Ve'ein ze kinyin vorim biyalmim. That means that Rabbeinu Leo wanted to tell him the Ri had a problem. The Ri held this is called a Kinyan Dvorim. He says, no. If he's Mishabed himself for a Chiyuv, that's not called Kinyan Dvorim. A Chiyuv Momin. That means he's Mishabed himself that he'll have the Chiyuv Tashlumim of a Shoyel. So Memelis is Mishabed himself of a Chiyuv Momin that he'll have himself to be able to be anoyness, to be Gneva Vaveda. So that a Kenyan Chalipin can create. V'ein ze Kenyan Dvorim Balme. The Kenyan Dvorim lehave eleki deresh bo bebasre. Shekonu miyodom lach lekhotso sheim bodin chaluke. That they made a Kenyan Chalipin that they're going to divide the chotzer. So there is no shibut haguf. That means that's a decision they'll divide the chotzer. So there you can't, there there's no such thing. A Kenyan Chalipin cannot create such a hischaivis. There's an agreement to divide the chotzer. That's not a shibut moment. That's not owing something. If, but, avu mashe mishabet gufei lischayev, ledover zeh mishabet. But if he's owe something, he's owing money, ve'ein zeh kinyan dvorim balme. This is not called a kinyan dvor. So we have here a machloikis, the ri in the Rabbeinu Liyo. The Rabbeinu Liyo held that there is such a musik of a kinyan chalipin to create a shibud aguf. L'chiyuv tashlumim, so Meili can be mechayiv himself to have chiyuv ishoil. And the Rihel, that's called kinyan dvorim. And if it's a kinyan dvorim, see, it doesn't help. She can't make a chiyuv on himself. The only thing is, he can be mishabed karka. So that's good if he has karka. If he doesn't have karka, so how does it help? Yesh meforshim. The kivin the koisev stomach he called nechosev achroy. He said, "All is nechosem achroy. Lama loy nischayev. Harei hoyde sheyesh loy nechosem. We have a dos baldin that he has nechosem, and he's saying, "I'm a shabbat all my nechosem. Avav al pi shaonu yoidim shein loy. I we know it doesn't have a pruta. That's a dos baldin kimei yoidim dummy." But he says he does have nechosim. So what's your problem? Your problem is that he held, you could only, chalipin only helps to be mishabed nechosim. Well, he says he's mishabed all his nechosim. It's not on the books. It's a basic nish. About kaponim, he have a dos, but then he has nechosim. So if he has nechosim, so then he became mishabed already. So there's no problem. ומתם זה אומר רבנו תם שקויסבן בר שויס ויקנסי לוי ארבע עמס קרקע בחצרי by a star a show with the mstoma the malvas magna to the mushe dalad amis karke bechatzei ava pishonu yoidim shein loy karke given the moide sheyesh loy dos baldin kmei yoidim domi